WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The suspect in a deadly shooting at a Richmond, Virginia high school graduation has been ordered held without bail. The 19-year-old faces second-degree murder charges. A graduating senior and his father were killed. Several other people were hurt. Air quality warnings are up across the Northeast today. There's a haze being caused by hundreds of wildfires burning in Canada. Experts say the poor air quality likely will stick around until the fires are out. Pope Francis has entered the hospital in Rome today. ABC's Lama Hassan says.
The Vatican announcing that Pope Francis has gone to the hospital for intestinal surgery in Rome. The Pope did hold an audience just this morning in St. Peter's Square, greeting the crowds. He also had two meetings before going to the hospital. But as you can imagine, because of his age and his previous ailments, there are growing concerns for his health.
New York City is the latest to file a lawsuit against car makers Hyundai and Kia over a flaw that made some car models highly susceptible to theft. This is ABC News. Watch for more delays in one of Boeing's highest-profile jets, the 787 Dreamliner. The company says it's found an issue in the tail of aircraft under construction. That'll mean delays in getting those off the assembly line, but Boeing says it's not a safety issue, and 787s already in service can keep flying. Some senators are set to learn more about AI at a hearing today.
At the Senate Judiciary Committee this afternoon, officials from Google and Novartis are expected to answer questions about how artificial intelligence tools are trained. Systems such as Google's Bard chatbot can provide unique, human-sounding answers to users' questions, but they do that by drawing on information collected from around the web, which has raised concerns over copyright. It's the first in a series of hearings that aim to deepen the Senate's expertise on the technology, according to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
And a change at the top for one of the biggest news organizations in the country. Chris Licht is stepping down as head of CNN after a tumultuous year on the job. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Great to listen to while having Alinis and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. A Sparta man was hurt after a crash on Highway 27 near Cataract Tuesday morning. That's just north of Sparta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went off of the road and the driver overcorrected and rolled the vehicle several times before it landed on its roof and blocked both lanes of Highway 27. The man was taken to a hospital with his injuries. Tourism in Wisconsin was booming. A 13% increase statewide, rising to $23.7 billion in 2022. And the story is the same here in western Wisconsin, where Eau Claire County increased 13.9% to a record $433 million of economic impact from tourism. La Crosse County came in just under a half billion dollars at $489 million and was slightly above the state's average increase at 13.1%. In fact, all 72 counties in the state saw an increase. And congrats to Altoona, St. Croix Falls, Aquinas, Ithaca, and McDonnell. They're all advancing to next week's state high school baseball championships. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
just released from prison, in need of a job, but no one is hiring. Just Dane has been lifting people through these times of employment barriers for 50 years. And you can support this Madison nonprofit's important legacy and work. Join Civic Media by donating to Just Dane. Any amount will make a difference. Learn more and help now at justdane.org. That's justdane.org. Changing lives, changing the community. For 50 years, Just Dane.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody doo.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. So, big news overnight. How do you feel about doing business with Saudi Arabia? Because the PGA and LIV golf organization,
right,
have merged. And I'm not sure anyone necessarily saw that coming, considering what the rivalry has been like for the last couple years since LIV entered the chat. But as of this morning, they are merging together. So how do you feel about this? I guess especially for golf fans, because I guess if you're not a golf fan, you may still have opinions, but probably doesn't change your viewing habits. But if you are a golf fan, how do you feel about PGA merging with LIV and it just become one tournament? 844-967-2789. Greg Bach.
Hello.
Do you have thoughts?
I don't care about the golf portion, but it for me, the overarching thing is, what won't Saudi Arabia do to buy their way into our hearts?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, as far as golf course goes, I knew briefly that there was another arrival, but I didn't realize how contentious it had become. Very contentious.
With the...
Between the two leagues, or two... associations.
Oh yeah, I mean it was because it basically LIV entered. So it was what I understand it, because I will admit I am not a PGA golf person. Like I will go out and play golf every once in a while, but as far as finding it be like entertaining to watch, not so much. Could I name you any other golfer besides Tiger Woods? No. I don't think
I was hoping for like one.
I really
Rory McIlroy,
Greg Norman.
Sure, I really don't know, but you know, so the merger puts an end to the high. It was litigious, basically. So it was, you know, the fact that like they were going back and forth, and LIV was trying to get, multi-million nine figure deals, Phil Mickelson and stuff like that, getting them. There's one. I named another one.
You did it.
And so it's just interesting because, I mean, does it? It just all comes down to money.
Yeah, it
right?
always does. It always does.
Because the reason, though, how I found out about this morning was not from the news articles, even though that was like the top story and most of the things that I check every morning. It was a Facebook post with a joke that said, "Under," it's so dark. "Under the new merger, the PGA will get holes 1 through 8, and Saudi Arabia will get 9/11."
Oh.
Or something like that. It was like they'll get like 1 through 8 and 12 through 18, and then Saudi Arabia will get 9 through 11.
And I think people forget, though. I think people forget that 11 of the 15 hijackers on 9/11 were from Saudi Arabia.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And also, you said Greg Norman. Greg Norman is the CEO of the LIV Golf Professional Touring group of people who play golf. That's what I call it.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So I'm just interested for people who are golf fans, like, does this change anything as far as it being like, it's not really blood money because they made their money from oil, but it's not like
the family
slavery.
Isn't exactly,
but that's the thing, right? The like MBS and yeah, like Khashoggi, like that was not so long ago, and are we just like okay with that now? And so, but also they don't give you a choice.
I am decide, my friend, who is a huge golf fan, like takes the weekend of the Masters off to stay home and watch. I want to know his thoughts.
There you go.
And we'll see. Because if anyone will either really care or not care at all, it'll be him.
Okay.
Because he's very much like, yeah, whatever in life. But I could see him in golf being like, I hate this.
So we have a, on the Facebook live stream, our friend Joe McClear has said, "I never really watched golf before, but now I'm extra not watching. I'm going to not watch the crap out of golf."
You go, Joe.
Way to
go,
take a
Joe.
Stand.
The only time I ever watched golf was with my father-in-law. He was able to do color commentary. He played golf every day. Every day. He was a golfer. But he would do color commentary that was very colorful. And
okay.
It made it hilarious to watch golf with him. He made it exciting.
Like, what would he say?
I can't say it on the air.
Oh.
So it was a little blue commentary.
It was blue colorful commentary.
So, and I don't know. Like, I was listening to something this morning that there's not really the expectation that this is going to just forgive and forget. But it's like, for you, who is a big football fan.
I love football.
Like,
football is life.
Saudi Arabia's, that's their next stop, right? It's like, they're basically, like, this is a huge win for them. They said, asked by CNBC if the PIF investment, so the investment that LIV and the Saudis are putting into the mm-hmm. new merger, would be in the billions of dollars.
Jesus.
They said, correct, but would not elaborate further. And so it's like dollars are very loud. But on top of that, the fact that, I mean, the next thing is soccer. Because Cristiano Ronaldo is already going.
Mm-hmm.
And Lionel Messi, I know, stepped down from PSG.
Yeah.
And there's thoughts that he's also going.
I mean,
doesn't it seem hot to play soccer in or golf in Saudi Arabia?
Are they actually going to be hosting things there?
I think so. Or what? I mean, I don't know enough about the different leagues for professional soccer of like what teams, the Saudi Arabian teams, like what leagues do they play in? Do you know?
The Saudi Arabian. Oh, geez. I mean, they're playing all over. They're going to play all over the world. I mean, they can't be a Saudi Arabian team because that would have to be populated with only Saudi citizens. So my guess is it's going to go wherever they want because that's where the money's going to take them.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, it's like I said. It's another thing. It's like they're buying their way into our hearts on the backs of tragedy. And
but do you think that is the point? Like, do you think that they?
I think there's a reason why a dude came to America for a charm offensive a couple years ago.
Absolutely. He was, I mean, Hollywood was sporting him around.
So I don't remember this happening.
Yeah, MBS came to the States.
Oh, yeah. Went to Hollywood, he met with the president, he shook hands with all sorts of people, and everyone was like falling over themselves. And this was pretty close to, I mean, in my opinion, close to when Khashoggi was murdered.
Well, he was here before Khashoggi was murdered.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
Okay, but that's the thing is, for me, it's a, and when he was going around talking to people, he wasn't wearing his head, what he wears on his head generally. He was in a suit, shaking hands, smiling with the elite. And he has a charm offensive to make us think that he is a benevolent, cool dude. Well, he's, you know.
Well, I do know that they invest a ton in Hollywood.
They invest like
a ton of movies and stuff in Hollywood that they're backing.
There was talk for a moment, and I don't know if this is still the case, but like I know that Vince McMahon is said to wants to sell off WWE, and there's been talk about Saudi Arabian groups wanting to buy that because they have a huge investment in Saudi Arabia with the Crown Jewel event, which got tons of controversy when it first happened because that was right around the time when Khashoggi was murdered. They were like, why are you going to go over here and do this event? And they're like, we're going to do it because we can and we will. And like Vince McMahon doesn't care. And so like, and the thing is there was a lot of controversy, but over time, over the years, they still go back and people care less and less and less. Cause that's what we do a lot of times. We care a lot in the beginning. And then we're like, watch it. It's, you know, I want to see Triple H get beat up again. He's 50.
Do we have a text?
We do. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and or text from the 262. It's tough to give a crap about millionaire athletes getting more money from a country that organized the 9/11 attacks and has a history of crimes against humanity. I have less interest in golf because of this deal. And another one from the 262. Listening to golf, for me, it's like watching paint dry. This is from our friend Greg, who is legally blind.
It's not me.
Oh.
Here in Waukesha.
There you go. Yeah, I would imagine.
I wonder what Greg's last name is. I might know Greg.
Do you?
I might. Because I know a guy named Greg who is blind.
Okay. From Waukesha?
Yeah.
Is he a comedian?
No, but he's very funny.
I bet it is the same
It might
Greg.
Be the same. We got a call from Greg last week, and we finally talked about joy.
Yeah.
And he called in. It was like made my day as far as him saying the things that he finds joy in.
That's Greg. That's got to be him.
What a small world.
Honestly, I think, though, that is exactly when you do begin to give a crap because it's like all the things you said as far as crimes against humanity, but yet they're pouring billions of dollars into this. To me, that bothers me so deeply then because it's, like I said, it's just charm offensive. They're buying their way into our hearts, or at least for us to just be numb to the fact. Because exactly, most people don't care about golf. Mm-hmm. So they don't care about this merger. But there's something behind it, and that's the concerning part for me. That's where I get concerned, Kristen.
I know. All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. Do you have concerns about this? Does it change anything for you? Or is it just, I mean, because it's hard for me not to think about, you know, our criticisms of the NFL and some of the things they do and don't do. And then ultimately we still, even though those of us who have criticisms, I know I'm there. I still watch it. I still talk about it. I watch the Packers and yet want to be critical of the NFL. All right, well, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we'll be right back.
It's a three-footer. I got it for sure. That's when I push it. It rolls sailing past. Oh, why is this game such a pain in my ass? They go high, they go low. For just once in my life, let that ball find the hole. To the left. Nothing but sadness and heartache and pain. Lord, why does God do this to me? Now it's all over. I'm here at the bar. Under the table, but not under par. Maybe that senior tour won't be so hard. Lord, why does God do this to me? Oh, it's just a sickness to see. Why does golf do this to me?
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
The Todd Allbus Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 76. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 50. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs around 76. Upper 70s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. Storms continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Is this real life? Is this just fantasy? 4 days of golfing and escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to 8 guys and see. I'm a poor golfer. I need no sympathy because I'm temperamental.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking about the big breaking sports news of this morning. LIV and PGA are merging, and I think people have feelings about it, largely because they have feelings about Saudi money,
yep,
Saudi influence, and their human rights record.
Which is not good.
Which is not good. And then kind of turning around and proving everyone has a price.
Yeah.
And so we would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. How do you feel about this deal? Does it change anything for you?
844-96-PARTY. Dave from Mequon is joining us. Hey, Dave, what do you think?
Good morning. this is very problematic on many levels. And if you remember, what is it, about a year ago? You know, the Tiger Woods was offered almost $1 billion to play, get him out of the PGA and all that other stuff, and he turned it down. Now what you see is the PGA has got blood money on their hands. They basically sold themselves to the devil. And the way they're going to pay for this, and keep in mind, they're not only doing this with golf, but they're also doing this with soccer. And people are not aware of this. So how are they going to pay for all these, literally, I mean, you know, $500-700 billion players? They're going to pay for it on the backs of American taxpayers. And what I mean by that is, you already saw that they just announced, starting in July, they're going to be cutting output of over 1 million barrels a day to raise the price of oil. Well, that is going to be used to fund what they're doing. And so, you know, where we're at, like about $3.50 a gallon, we're going to be probably looking at $5 a gallon for the average person starting in a couple months. because that has a huge impact. They are literally going to literally take from everyday individuals, not only from Americans, but from other, you know, countries as well, because it's obviously OPEC has got a huge influence on the world market that way. But, you know, this is going to go to these sport entities, and they're going to make tens of billions of dollars. The revenue that we're talking about, I think, is astronomical. People don't even comprehend this because, yes, you know, golf is kind of sleepy or whatever, but the amount of money that they're throwing at this, and like I said, with soccer, is huge. And so at the end of the day, that's going to affect us more than we realize. And it's going to be paid by decreasing oil supply to increase the price of it. You know, if you decrease supply, well, it's automatically going to go up. So that's why I look at it. It's a huge disaster, and we're going to see that take hold sooner than we think.
So you see it as much more bigger, like a bigger political thing than just sports.
Well, it obviously they want it. It obviously is about sports, but it's also they have the effect to try to get. I think what you guys are trying to point out to kind of maybe bring themselves up and, you know, the status of the world, so to speak. They're going to try to be like the sports mecca, the new sports mecca of the world. That's what they're gaming for. But behind the scenes, the way to do that is to, you know, cripple, you know, everyday people in order to do this, and it's really screwy in that sense.
I think you make some really interesting points, Dave, especially about the fact that we can absolutely expect that gas prices are going to go up because the Saudis are going to tighten the tap because they're not making enough money right now, and they want the price of oil to go up, so they're going to cut the supply. And I also find it interesting that they're doing this now. Who would the Saudis prefer to have in the White House? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't think they care. They're going to get their money either way. They're going to get.
Oh, I think they care.
I mean, if you have one person who's more welcoming than the other, that's fine. But I also think at the end of the day, cash is king for them. They control the oil. You're going to see Republicans talking about drilling in spaces in the United States of America that should not be drilled in, that are wildlife preserves and things like that. And that's what I'm talking about, too, in the last segment, is the fact that we're talking about this now, and it's going to have a knock-on effect for so many things. But in a year's time, will this still be a concern? Will this still be a problem? Will we even care? You know, because it's golf, and people are like, all right, it's golf.
And they'll just move on.
They'll move on.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I brought up the NFL thing at the end of the last segment, where it's like, it's football. People love football. The people who love golf love golf. And that there is and the people from the PGA felt like this was a good deal because instead of to fight so much money, to fight that much money and try to compete, it's better just to join them to stay alive and grow. Because that's one of the statements was like, right now, what did they say? I think that the golf industry is like, it was 100. I forgot exactly what they were saying. Like, this is what the market cap is right now for golf. And with this merger, they think they can grow the sport, both in viewership. And so from a PGA perspective, if you're pro golf, this makes a lot of sense. But when you add in all the geopolitics to it, you're like, well, maybe this is going to have bigger ramifications than I thought it would.
Yeah. But they don't have to care. Those individuals in the PGA don't have to care, because they're rich enough to afford the gas prices.
All right, well, we got to take another break. When we come back, the good, the bad, and the justified of headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Matters. Golfing really matters to me.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The suspect in a deadly shooting at a Richmond, Virginia high school graduation has been ordered held without bail. The 19-year-old faces second-degree murder charges. A graduating senior and his father were killed. Several other people were hurt. Air quality warnings are up across the Northeast today. There's a haze being caused by hundreds of wildfires burning in Canada. Experts say the poor air quality likely will stick around until the fires are out. Pope Francis has entered the hospital in Rome today, ABC's Lama Hassan says.
The Vatican announcing that Pope Francis has gone to the hospital for intestinal surgery in Rome. The Pope did hold an audience just this morning in St. Peter's Square, greeting the crowds. He also had two meetings before going to the hospital. But as you can imagine, because of his age and his previous ailments, there are growing concerns for his health.
New York City is the latest to file a lawsuit against car makers Hyundai and Kia over a flaw that made some car models highly susceptible to theft. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tourism in Western Wisconsin rose along with the rest of the state last year. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism reported a 13% increase in economic impact, rising to $23.7 billion in 2022. Eau Claire County posted a record $433 million of economic impact from tourism, or 13.9% higher than a year ago. La Crosse County came in just under a half billion dollars at $489 million worth of economic impact and was slightly above the state's average increase at 13.1%. In fact, all 72 counties in Wisconsin saw more tourism dollars in 2022. A Sparta man was hurt after a crash on Highway 27 near Cataract Tuesday morning north of Sparta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went off of the road and the driver overcorrected and rolled the vehicle several times before it landed on its roof and blocked both lanes of Highway 27. The man was taken to a hospital with his injuries. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. He is Greg Bach, because it is Greg Bach Wednesday. And in fact, we got a text back from Greg. Other Greg,
our friend Greg in Waukesha. He says, hello, Greg Bach. Greg Bach, I do remember you from Carroll University radio. And I believe you also attended a camp that I went to at the time out of center in Stone Bank called Music Time.
Yes, it was at Timeout Youth Center. I was a worker there. I was a peer minister. I remember you very well, Greg. One can say no one can forget you, my friend. When it's talking about when you said the joy portion, That's Greg, because Greg is pure joy.
Greg with two G's.
Greg with two G's at the end.
He says, I hope you're doing well, my friend, from one Greg to another.
I send you all my love, my friend. I hope you're doing well, too.
Oh,
that's awesome.
What a great segue into the good, the bad, and the justified when it comes to headlines for today. So, the good. This is actually on the heels of Monday as well. Some federal judges, you know, not ruling in partisan ways, ruling based on what the law says.
Oh, stop.
I know, crazy. U.S. judge blocks Florida ban on trans minor care in narrow ruling, says gender identity is real. So this was in Tallahassee, Florida. A federal judge temporarily blocked portions of a new federal law championed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that bans transgender minors from receiving puberty blockers, saying in a Tuesday night ruling that gender identity is real and the state has no rational basis for denying patients treatment.
Yeah, take that, Florida.
And so I don't know exactly. I think there's more details as far as, because it was basically three different teens and their families that brought the lawsuit.
Right.
And I don't know. I think there's going to be challenges as far as, does this apply to these three? Does it apply across the board?
Right.
But it, for both this and with the drag show on Monday in Tennessee, I think this could be messier court battles than just like, we're passing these laws and now this is the law, and that there is still rights that are protected and there's still judges who are going to rule based on the law, not on who appointed them and what the partisan agenda is that they are trying to be a part of.
I want to play a little clip. This is not from Florida, but they had a big hearing in Ohio yesterday, which is also trying to pass these kinds of bans. And there was testimony from a Republican called Rick Colby speaking out yesterday in Ohio.
I love my son dearly, just as I know many of you with children do yours. I'm a Republican, a Christian, and as anti-woke as you can get, no offense to the Democrats on the committee. My son is also a Christian. I have watched my son transform over the past 11 years into the son and man any father would be proud to have. I watched the debate about transgender people and attempts to ban gender-affirming care, and to be candid, I'm appalled. I see it breaking into this left-right thing, and it's really not. There are Republicans, there are Christians who have transgender children. The people wanting to ban gender-affirming care have no idea what it is like to be transgender or to have a transgender child. This is not something that's done on a whim. It's a deep-rooted dysphoria that, yes, even has spiritual elements to it. My son has a masculine soul, and he said he's felt this way since he was five. He tried so hard to overcompensate and try to fit into being a feminine young woman by participating in beauty pageants. For years, he tried to be a young woman, and it didn't ease the ache and sadness in his soul, and it was only until he was able to transition to be a young man that the light in his eyes returned. You've got to go easy on this. This is a terrible bill. This is not the simple issue being portrayed by the anti-trans people.
Again, that's Rick Colby, who is a Republican from Ohio, testifying yesterday.
Ooh, I'm
As they try to pass these bans, but and I applaud him and I give him a lot of credit. But is this what has to happen? Does every person who is so anti-transphobic and homophobic and anything phobic, do you have to have one in your family? Is that the only way you're going to change? Dick Cheney was way against gays until his daughter came out as gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rob Portman as well. His son came out and he favored gay marriage.
Stem cell treatments. Yeah. Nancy Reagan was against that until Ronnie got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I mean, there's an argument to say, why can't you just be a part of this from the beginning? But honestly, in times like this, we'll take them when we can get them. But also, sir, though I completely respect what you said and I loved it and it made me tear up. It's beautiful. Guess what? You're woke. You're not anti-woke. Sorry. We got you.
We got you.
We got our stink on you.
Slipped right in there.
Next thing you'll see be like, oh my God, Black Lives do matter. No!
Slipping right into the woke.
All right. Well, on the other side of that same coin, for the bad headlines, at least the one that I picked for today, Human Rights Campaign declares a national state of emergency for LGBTQ plus people. And it's the first time they've done that in their four-decade history, which is saying something. So this came out on Tuesday, and the quote from them said, LGBTQ plus Americans are living in a state of emergency. The multiplying threats facing millions in our community are not just perceived, they are real, tangible, and dangerous. This came from their president, Kelly Robinson. And she went on to say, in many cases, they are resulting in violence against LGBTQ plus people, forcing families to uproot their lives and flee their homes in search of safer states, and triggering a tidal wave of increased homophobia and transphobia that's put the safety of each and every one of us at risk. And so I don't think that they did this lightly.
No.
We've talked a handful of times with the Wisconsin representatives from Human Rights Campaign, and it might be worth reaching out to them and just seeing kind of the status, because, you know, at least in Wisconsin, because we have Governor Evers as and his veto is protected.
For now,
the fact that we haven't, I mean, we've seen some of these laws. Like, I know that they tried in 2021. I feel like there was conversations around the anti, like the trans youth sports bills. Yeah. But I haven't even seen proposals for banning gender affirming care.
I just feel like Wisconsin Republicans
bathrooms.
Yeah, I think they're too scared to do it.
You think so? Would they be too scared? With everything else that they try to introduce that has no chance.
It's because of April. It's because of the April election when they got trounced.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
they would have no chance of passing here.
I mean,
it could pass. It could.
Evers
would veto.
Yeah,
but I don't think they want to step into this to make themselves even less popular than they are right now.
And I think that's why they're. Yeah, it's maybe scared isn't the isn't the word I should use. It's
self-preservation.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's
they're still trying to figure out what their stance on abortion is.
They're still trying to figure out who they are, period, like who they got to suck up to. But
God, I'm so interested for their, because this weekend is the DPW convention. Mm-hmm. And then is it the week after that is the Republicans in La Crosse?
I believe so, yes.
And I'm just interested to see what, because I feel like this is it, there is a lot of unity and momentum for not resting on laurels whatsoever, but going into this weekend for the Democrats and kind of what their strategy is going into 2024 versus, like, what are the conversations going to be like at the Republican convention for Wisconsin?
And it is June 16th through the 18th.
So it is the following weekend. Yeah. My birthday weekend. I will not be there. I will be celebrating in Door County.
So, I mean, you know this, and Jane, I know it was listening to, I identify as a queer man, and I was wearing my Lakefront Brewery t-shirt that had the Shield logo with the flag on it, because June we have our month and we go donate, we have merchandise, and I'm not here to plug that. What I'm saying is I was wearing that shirt and I had to go into Waukesha to do stuff. I'm in Waukesha right now, but I had to go do stuff out in the world, and when I stepped into various places, I actually, for the first time, I didn't feel unsafe. That's not, but I felt like people perceived as what I was doing as like making a bold statement. I was wearing my work shirt and I believe in what I believe in. But for the first time ever, wearing that shirt made me feel like, oh, I could feel like someone could just stare me down or get in my face now. Cause that's where we're at in this world. Hmm. They'll get in your face and wag their finger and, you know,
they're emboldened.
Tut. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like I said, I didn't feel like I was in danger, but I just felt like I was like, oh, someone could just say something to me now. I feel it.
Was there anything that happened and looks you got, or was it just the heightened awareness?
Heightened awareness, and anyone who looked at me, I mean, it was like, what are you looking at? Like, it's just a shirt. But I don't know what they were thinking. Yeah. I am now just hyperly aware and overly sensitive.
Oh, well, you're always overly sensitive.
Well, and regardless of what shirt you're wearing, Greg, you are an imposing figure. You're tall. You have a wonderful beard. I mean, you do, though. You make up. You have a presence.
I look like I've eaten three children.
You would be a hard
person
to come. Like, you would not be the target, I think, of some random person's.
No, I understand my size and what I look like in the world. there's also a part of me that's like, I wish someone would.
I wish you would.
Yeah. I dare you to say something.
Put that finger in my face. Yeah, come on. I dare you.
Yeah. I'll kiss you on the cheek and call you cute.
All right. And then finally, headline, last headline for this segment, The Justified. I'm a big Pete Davidson fan. Greg is a big Pete Davidson fan.
I'm a huge Pete Davidson fan.
Do you like Pete Davidson?
I can take him or leave him.
Okay. Pete Davidson... Pete Davidson's expletive heavy voicemail to PETA has leaked. And I first just want to say, we have a bleeped version of it, but the background here is PETA like publicly called out Pete Davidson and his girlfriend for buying a Cavapoo from a pet store instead of adopting, or instead of like rescuing a dog. So adopt, don't shop. And you know, Pete Davidson, very open about his mental health issues, was a little upset because they had bought this dog to replace their family dog who had died very prematurely at only 2 years old. And in their grieving process, this is how they dealt with it. And so let's just play the voicemail that Pete Davidson left for one of the VPs of PETA. And I'm calling it very justified.
My name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphna. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people because you're a boring, tired fuck you and suck my
end of message.
I wonder how he got her number so easily.
Well, it sounds like he called like the general line. And
oh, maybe. But yeah. Then they're the ones who leaked it to TMZ. I love that TMZ is the mediator throughout this process right now of like, because then PETA came back and was like, if Pete had done his research, he would know that there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog, that at least a quarter of dogs in shelters are purebreds, and that Pet Finder has listings for homeless dogs of every breed under the sun, including the one he purchased. Not an apology of like, I'm sorry you lost your family pet.
Yes, right?
Like, I'm sorry, PETA. I don't like PETA. I don't like how like media thirsty they are. I don't like what they like try to go out there and do as far as getting publicity. And it's also like, don't be so judgy about how people get their dogs. That's my take. Like,
yeah, mind your business.
Mind your business.
He wasn't beating a dog. He wasn't.
Go protect some animals that are actually being abused. Like, this is not a priority.
This was nothing more than just a statement to get attention because they're irrelevant.
And it just makes them that much more unlikable.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, who likes PETA? If you like PETA, feel free to call in and defend them.
The group, not the bread.
Yes, that's true. PETA, not ITA. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Can you defend PETA? I dare you. This is Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
The Todd Almaz Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's the Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 50 tonight, partly cloudy skies. High of 76, tomorrow partly cloudy. Upper 70s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Saturday with highs in the mid-70s, chance for storms continues. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 67.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
What did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And did we get any takers on the PETA challenge?
We did. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in, you can call and or text from the 262. The only people who like PETA are already in PETA.
Yeah.
On a related note, I'm having a ham sandwich for lunch. And from Stevens Point, 715, everyone knows that PETA stands for People Eating Tasty Animals.
You never seen that bumper sticker?
You've never heard that before?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I have.
It's a classic.
It's a wonderful parody, if you will.
But, and it's like, it's still frustrating because it's like, I support ending the abuse of animals, as I think many of us are, but they take, and like, I don't think that we need to be making coats out of, like, as I say this, is like the fifth, one of the largest exports in Wisconsin is minks. And didn't you have a story about what they did?
I can't remember, and I did a search for it, and I couldn't find it. But a number of years ago, and this might be even going back like 15 years, 20 years ago, members of PETA freed a whole bunch of mink somewhere in Wisconsin, and then they ended up running across the road and getting run over.
All of them?
I don't know that all of them, but... Yeah. But
definitely, know, a message was sent.
It was. It just didn't work out, I think. The way they thought it would.
No. Don't always think.
There's a great TV show that used to have Penn and Teller's BS. It's not called BS. It's called The Full Word. Mm-hmm. They cover Pete in an episode. I would suggest watching it.
Send it to me.
All right. Well, yeah. It's on Showtime. You gotta watch
I
on the stream.
Have Showtime.
Yeah.
This has been an interesting. I went to try to turn on, and then we'll get to Greg's roundup for the week. But I went to turn on Netflix last night that we share with my sister.
Oh.
And I did not watch Netflix last night. So that was the we have so many other ones that I'm like, I'll find something else to watch. I'm not that worried about it. But I'm so interested, like Q4 of this year, if this will have worked out for them the way they thought it would, as far as increase. I just don't think it is. I think people, like, because right now it's like, I'm stubborn and like, I don't want to go get a subscription. It's like, I'm gonna watch everything else. I'm gonna rewatch all of the HBO shows. I'm gonna watch everything that people have been telling me to watch on Apple that I haven't watched yet before I go back to Netflix.
Ted Lasso.
I am watching Ted Lasso. I'm just not through it yet.
Okay. Oh, it's so good.
All right. It's that time of the week.
Yeah.
Where we do Greg's weekly roundup.
All the news you missed. Well, actually, three or four headlines you may have read, but skipped over entirely. Let's start off with the luxury life. Adventure cruise company Hurtigruten, Norway, today revealed a plan for zero-emission electric cruise ships with retractable sails covered in solar panels, which is due to set sail in 2030 or 2050 or tomorrow. Who cares? You'll never catch me on one of those things. It is a floating toilet with all-you-can-eat shrimp. But good luck to the green efforts of Hurtigruten, Norway.
If you are green, by the way, and can I just throw this in there? Yeah. And if you do go on a cruise, just hang on to your stuff so it doesn't blow off and end up in the water.
This sounds like
that would help a lot.
That sounds like personal experience. Let's see here. Martha Stewart has waded into the hotly contested remote work debate, comparing the state of in-person work in the United States to France, calling it a, quote, not very thriving country.
She called France?
Yeah. The designer, cook, and convicted felon went on to say, should America go down the drain because people don't want to go back to work? And frankly, I won't take advice from a person who I've only seen on TV standing in a kitchen or on sitting on a couch. So she can shut up. She's not as cool as she thinks she is. International news.
Okay.
Students at a Tokyo art school are paying to relearn how to smile after years of wearing masks during the COVID-19 pandemic. For $55 a session, students will be taught how to properly utilize their face muscles to smile as a way of entering into the professional world for job interviews. And let's face it, they're going to look prettier too. Am I right? They're pretty when they smile.
Wait.
That's true. I'm not lying. I didn't make that up.
But we didn't stop smiling under our masks, did we?
I guess these Japanese students in a Tokyo art school did. They just stopped smiling for years.
Well, they're art students.
Oh, wow. You are spicy. You're starting to sound like callers on Earl's show. And then finally, this is a great one here. Lululemon is standing by its decision to fire two employees for intervening in a robbery in a Georgia location. CEO Calvin McDonald wants to say, we have a zero tolerance policy that we train our educators on around engaging during a theft. That does not make sense. And I pulled that quote from the website, but they train their people how to work during a theft, what to do and to do nothing. McDonald went on to say, whether it's robbers coming in to steal or Lululemon themselves charging $642.50 for a jacket, employers are not to stand in the way of theft. And that's your roundup. Was that good? I liked it. I like that Lululemon stuff.
The Lululemon's, because it's
literally a 642.
They sell something that's $642.
It's called a Rise and Shine jacket. $642.50.
Wow. What is special about it?
I can't say any of that stuff on the air because it's all blue humor in my head.
You can't actually read the description of the product.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't pull it up.
Because I saw this on Twitter the other day that there is a new most expensive item at the pro shop at Lambeau Field.
Okay.
And it used to be, the most expensive thing used to be a recliner chair that was like $1,300. And now there is a leather jacket that is like $1,500, Packers leather jacket.
And seriously. Yeah.
And so I was like, that, I don't know who's going to buy that.
Someone's
it's a lot more expensive than my teenage or my middle school Packers starter jacket. I'll say that much.
Somebody's going to get it for a Christmas present.
Exactly.
You know, someone will buy it. There's no question about that.
Yeah, it's a jacket.
It's just a jacket.
It's a jacket.
It's a jacket. It doesn't come with money in it. It doesn't run for you. It doesn't make you coffee. It does nothing for you, but
does it have any sparkles on it?
It doesn't even have sparkles either. It's just
completely
like,
no point.
What a Lulu. More like you have like lemon. Yeah, you got the name lemon.
All right. When we come back, is all fair in love and milk?
No.
The milk wars has entered. Is still going on, and Aubrey Plaza of Parks and Rec fame has picked a side, apparently. It's all very weird, but what a great topic to do during Dairy Month. So stay tuned. We have the top of the hour news, and when we come back, what's your feelings on plant juice versus real milk? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this.
What did I miss?
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home, sir. You've been off in Paris for so long.
Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba
ABC News, I'm Reno.